Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the FCW Future Focus, and it is WrestleMania weekend. I am your host, the Master Man Bob Rogers. We got a slew of callers on here on the line. First, of course, my co-host, Clayton Carnes. How you doing, Clayton?
I'm here.
Right on.
I was okay, so you got I heard your voice.
Oh, yeah, shut up. Anyway, we got... and as you hear in the background, we have the lovely Tylona. Hi, Tylona.
What up, what up?
And my main man is on here from Chicago, Illinois, weighing in at an undisclosed amount of weight, but sitting in the ribs and mashed potatoes. It's Tony Motown Allen. What's up, brother?
Not too much, man. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. It's been a wild week, I tell you that. Dude, we are here. It's WrestleMania week. And I'm just like, I don't know if I'm excited or I'm disappointed.
With no crowd, we all should be disappointed.
More on a disappointing side, but also kind of curious.
I've had to look at that in the mirror.
Oh. But
I'm really at this point. I'm just kind of curious of how this is going to look.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious on how they're going to pull it off. I am, and this is what's making me want to watch it.
WrestleMania is all about the entrances, you know. I don't think we're going to have
that. Entrance and reactions. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've been cooped up in the house. I've been watching a lot of stuff on the network. And every time I'm watching stuff from WrestleMania in the past, I'm just like, this would have sucked without an audience.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, to me, it's going to suck anyway, but it's going to suck without it. Definitely suck without an audience.
Yeah. It definitely is.
What we're going to do is we're going to go down the lineup of the matchups. We'll see, predict who's going to win. They said they're going to even out the card, so I have not seen an updated card, which is going to come on with one night. So what we're going to do is just go through the whole lineup, pick out who's going to win.
Yeah, they're real secretive on, like, what's coming on when, like, which is kind of weird, too.
I think that makes you want to watch. Because you don't know what's going on, you can't say, okay, that match is going to be garbage. I ain't watched it at that time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that is the reason. Where, like, but you can't really pick them out. You got to watch both depending on, like, what you actually want to see.
Yeah. Right. And you got to admit,
I think we got
a lot of
these
stuff lately
has
been garbage.
I'll tell you when it's going to be interesting. Otis and Dolph Ziggler match, that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, I want to see that. Otis is my dude. That's my dude.
That's the one thing I did like with SmackDown yesterday, how they set that up, though. So that is going to be cool.
Yeah, they showed the new guy.
I still think Mandy should beat Sonya's ass after what she did, because one of the guys in the group said that Otis should get in Ziggler's ass. I'm like, well, I think Mandy should get in Sonya's ass.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're going to find out that Sonya was in love with Mandy or whatever, and that's why she's done it all.
I didn't want to.
But my thing of it is, who's the truth teller? Who is it?
It's somebody new.
I don't think
Matt
it's
Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Miss Sonya.
No, can't be him.
Chris Jericho.
Can't be him. When he's feuding with my baby daddy right now, how is it him?
Oh, you ain't right.
Oh, God.
No,
I wish
Matt.
My boo was truth teller. I wish my boo was truth teller. I'd be like, okay,
no,
boo, spill tea.
No, what's going to happen is Matt going to teleport back to the WWE and tell the truth and start to teleport back to WWE.
Dogs don't get in his ass.
Oh, dogs. They're going to call this WWE Vanguard 3 just to get the copyright.
Vanguard 3.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna have to have their copyright. So yeah, Vanguard 3. That's what we're gonna call it. Yeah, I'm going back to watching
Raw. Vanguard 3. Where's Vanguard 2?
Oh well, that was a WCW thing. We bought that long time ago. I'm going back to watch Brock Lesnar. I got my jerking policy today. It's the weekend.
Okay, my question to y'all is, who do y'all think is behind the moniker Truth Teller? Who do y'all think it is?
I can't be involved in this one because I have no idea. I haven't watched it. WWE has ticked me off so bad. I can't watch it.
It's just somebody new. I mean, what is that about the money then?
I can see it being somebody, you know.
I can see it's somebody from NXT.
It's somebody new.
Okay, Clinton thinks it's somebody new. Tony thinks it's somebody new. I'm on the fence. It's somebody new or it's somebody that's on the SmackDown roster.
Must be Fandango.
No, I can't be him because he's injured.
Well, that's something he could do, injured. I mean, and we have to have him wrestle.
I mean, he's been injured for a long time. He could be ready for his comeback.
He's always injured. When isn't he injured?
He went away as a...
He's like Samoa Joe. He's accident prone.
He's been trying to live. He's been doing a living La Vida Loca too much with his dancing. That's what's going on with him. I don't know.
No, I think he's been on Dancing with the Stars too damn much.
I know who it's not. It's not the mastermind because the guy's kind of smart.
Really? Oh, God. You know, since Sam Knight came on last week, you've gotten pretty bold lately. I got to give you that. Okay. Oh, wow. Anyway. Yeah, Tony, you missed it. We'll go back to that in a second. Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But I don't know. I haven't seen it, so I couldn't make a comment on it. I mean, they'll bring somebody from the Abyss back to... Do something. I still got to give Otis and Mandy and Dolph that nod. I like that matchup. I like that matchup a lot. One of the other matchups I'm looking forward to, and I'm kind of interested to see what happens with this. Daniel Bryan versus Sami Zayn.
Oh, God.
That's amazing.
Sami Zayn hasn't wrestled a lot, but we know he can wrestle. We know the man got some skills. So, is this going to be where everybody's going to think Sami Zayn is just terrible because, you know, WWE doesn't keep viewers long, so these new viewers are going to be like, oh, Sami Zayn is terrible. He's been running all over the place. And all of a sudden, you know, he comes out and brings this impressive performance. Or is Daniel Bryan going to carry on like a bag of groceries? I don't know.
It's going to be a good match. It's going to be a lot of
stuff. I think the only match I'm looking forward to on WrestleMania is Taker and Styles. That's the only match I'm looking for. That and Rhea versus Charlotte.
I'm looking forward to Rhea versus Charlotte.
I want to see Drew win.
I did like Taker's last promo though.
Okay.
But that promo thing was like, oh, we could go to part of his best promo he did in years.
Oh yeah, I agree. That promo was fire. Taker did.
I watched it on YouTube, and I got to give it to him. It was cool, but this is the thing. I'm sorry. This is WWE. We know who books this crap. Charlotte Flair is just a given that she's not going to get against Rhea Ripley. She's past, you know, giving her props. Undertaker is not going to lose AJ Styles because of the height and weight thing and Vince McMahon about little smaller men doing stuff. I can't be interested in those matches because
not necessarily.
I know who's going to win. In a boneyard match? Come on, man.
We always thought Undertaker was going to beat Brock Lesnar, but he lost against Brock Lesnar. We thought he was going to beat Roman Reigns,
okay.
But he lost against Roman Reigns.
Well, hold on. Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, they're almost his size. Almost his size. Brock Lesnar's bigger than him, okay? And he puts
Brock Lesnar's a powerhouse. That is true, though, but we thought he was going to win. Who thought he was going to break his record?
No one thought he was going to break his record. And he did it. So what? Brock Lesnar is the same height as him. He's got the same muscles. I mean, bigger than him. Whatever. He's supposed to be a UFC fighter. You know? So, yeah, of course he's going to sit up there and they're going to let him win. You know? I mean,
in my opinion, that's the thing, but
you know, that match started, though, in UFC. To get that going, started in USC. That shows me that USC is, you know.
Okay, it started in USC, but it's McMahon's booking. McMahon is booking his
match. I know,
match.
But I'm telling you, that storyline started in USC with Undertaker and Brock Lesnar.
I actually heard that Taker picked Brock Lesnar in the streak, though. I heard it wasn't Vince, it was Taker that picked him.
See, and that's another thing.
He takes Vince McMahon's up to everything.
Story.
It gets on my nerves, but
he does. The man rubs himself off on Brock Lesnar every day of the week. I mean, I'm sorry. It's the truth. Him and Roman Reigns, Jurgen Lotion, the top three prospects of Vince McMahon.
Just...
The biggest problem I have with this match is a match that neither guy should lose. Like, you don't need to bring Undertaker back to lose for a third time. Like, he should just retire. But there is no reason why AJ Styles should lose to 50-year-old Undertaker. There's no reason for him to lose that match. But the rest, 10 years is a lot. Is a big difference as far as age, though, when you think about the wear and tear on your body, though. And Undertaker, his performances haven't been there in a while.
My thing is, you got athletic ass, flip all over the place, can do aerial stuff, and technical wrestler AJ Styles versus The Undertaker, who is 50 years old, who lost to Brock Lesnar.
What technical wrestling does AJ Styles do?
AJ Styles is a technical wrestler, bro. They don't let him do it that much in WWE. Because they want that flippity stuff.
Kicker and a slapper,
which
says he started in back a long time ago. Back in WCW.
No, he's a technical wrestler. You ever seen him as Samoa Joe? Shame on you.
Samoa Joe's got one real move. Samoa Joe's mostly a kicker and slapper, except for his finishing move.
Samoa Joe got skills, though, to be doing that, though. Samoa Joe got way.
That's boring.
Oh, God. That dude at that weight class, he's like watching Calvin Tankman. He's like watching Calvin Tankman. Calvin Tankman can fly around like that in his weight.
Calvin's boring.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, he is.
Calvin has everybody up on
boring.
He don't like the high flying stuff.
Jumping is not wrestling. You know. People need to go back and watch how wrestling started and watch what real wrestling is. Go back to the 80s, watch real wrestling. Then you'll know what real wrestling is. You don't learn. They don't teach you none of this stuff in wrestling, what they're doing. Go back to gymnastics where you belong. the Olympics are, the Olympics
you,
are in the summer and the winter.
I will give you props
you know.
On something, Clayton. I will give you props on something real quick. I do think a lot of the newer guys have a problem telling a story when they do it. Okay. But you have guys out there that can tell a story by doing that style, and I like them. Calvin, now we both know where Calvin came from, and if you two don't know, Calvin is an independent wrestler that came out of here in Indianapolis. Real big black dude, probably about 350, but literally is a cruiserweight, can dive over the top rope, everything. All right? This guy is
which
awesome.
Is not wrestling.
Let me finish. We know where
he
got trained
at. That?
Would you let me finish? Where did he get trained at? Who did he get trained under? So he doesn't understand, because he didn't have TJ Kemp there to show him the story side of it. So think about it.
What
yeah,
do you mean
he wasn't there
doing it?
TJ Kemp didn't teach him the story side of it. He was under one person. We know who that was. We ain't got to say no names. We know who that was. But he didn't learn the story side of it. He's learning it now, but he didn't learn that story side of it. But AJ Styles has came up and knows that story style of it. He's proven it time and time again. You know. So I can understand you saying that about somebody like a Calvin Tatman, and plus he's new, he's coming up, you know. But AJ Styles, no, man. That man has been doing stories his whole career. Sometimes he don't. Sometimes he get on tangent and he flies around. But a lot of times he does stories.
Last time he had a good freaking story and he still didn't wrestle was the right like he, 2 years before he left TNA. And that's when he got into it with his boys, Kazarian and all the other one. I can't think of the other one's name.
Christopher Daniels.
You forgot one.
Yeah, Christopher Daniels. I'm actually surprised those two didn't come to WWE.
You forgot one.
Who?
But he wrestled Daniel Bryan.
In TNA? I was talking about in TNA.
No.
His,
oh, you're talking about TNA only. His most
recent
one
was the last time he had
Daniel
a good
Bryan.
Story. That's the last time he done anything that was worth count, if you ask me. I mean, you guys have money on WWE, but I just don't. I never really care about Daniel Bryan. AJ Styles.
I love AJ Styles.
He said Daniel Bryan, so maybe pick Daniel Bryan. See, now there's a guy that can, you know, does a little bit of kicking and high flying, but he does a lot of actual wrestling moves too.
Okay. I'm going to take a break from wrestling, and I need to ask a question to the guys here. All right. Is it me? Or is Penelope hot off of Criminal Minds?
Penelope.
Yeah, the girl that does the computer stuff in the background with the glasses and
oh,
little heavy set girl. That,
oh, she's not even on there anymore.
Well, I'm looking at the rerun came on and I saw her face and it was just like, oh, God, hello. She's not on there anymore?
She's like 50 years old, you know that?
I don't care how old she is. She could be 75 with a wheelchair. That girl can come to my house any time of day.
She's 50 years old and looks like that. That's like Jennifer Aniston, right. 50 years old, and she looks like that.
That girl, get
where
it.
Where's a 50-year-old woman at around here that looks like that? 20-year-old women look like they're 60 around here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree with the dog, too, on that one. Yeah. But, no, dude, you don't understand. You drive down, and usually in the summertime, you look out the window and be like, oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice.
It's like from 100 feet away, and then you get up on top of it. Is that my grandma?
No, because you drive around here, you be like trying to put, you try to drive and put up tin on your windows at the same time because you don't want to see things. It's bad, dude. These chicks around here, no, these chicks around here.
That way you put tin on your mirror, that way you won't see the reflection.
Oh, tell me about it. Anytime you're in that back seat, they're going to put it in the mirror. Anyway, but.
I won't ride with you. You crazy driver.
Yes, I am. I'm a Chicago driver, true to the heart. But, okay, so we got the Penelope thing out the way. I had to ask because I was just like, woo, come here. All right. So, we got all these matchups. Let's start going through these matchups one by one. Otis versus, good Lord, what's wrong with my tongue?
What was his name?
Oh, shut up. Anyway, let's go with Otis versus Ziggler. Clayton, go ahead, go first.
Otis all the way. You know that's what happened. I don't know, it might be disqualification. I mean, if we depends if we see Bobby Roode show up or not to help. No, that's not gonna be no disqualification. That's anything goes, ain't it?
That was no DQ,
isn't it?
I don't know.
I thought it was.
I haven't watched.
I don't remember.
But I got a feeling that Dolph's gonna win it though. I think Otis gonna get the strap either by something gonna happen either with Mandy or Sonya's gonna come out and screw him over or something. But something's gonna happen. It's gonna distract Otis. Otis is easily distracted, so I think Dolph's gonna get the win.
Dolph.
I think
Dolph's
gonna win.
Who did you pick, Clayton?
I want Otis to win.
Who do you think is going to win? Jeopardy music is on.
Man, the storyline needs to keep going, so probably Dolph Ziggler.
And that's the thing, too, like, if Otis wins, it's pretty much, you know, Otis won the match, Otis get the girl, it's pretty much a wrap. But Dolph wins, they can drag this out a little bit longer.
True. Okay, Tylona, who do you think is going to win that matchup?
You know what? I'm going to have to side with Tony on this one. I'm going to have to pick Dolph. Unless Sonya gets involved and costs Otis the match, I'm picking Ziggler.
I think they're getting some work out of this. But I'm going to go with the opposite. I honestly think that Otis is going to win it. But he's still going to get screwed because I think the two girls are going to walk off and both of them are going to look stupid.
They both could end up looking stupid. It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. Think about it. McMahon has always been about girl-on-girl action for the longest.
Yeah, he's always been about hot lesbian action.
And they were teasing that for a while, too.
Yeah. So I see it to where, you know, Otis will win the match, but the girls are going to walk off and be an idiot. They don't treat them like crap. And both
and
of them
Otis and Dolph will be in the ring dumbfounded over it.
Hey, you never know. Take pictures.
Pictures? I got a video camera. I'll go buy a video camera for that one. What are you talking about?
Oh. Hey, if that's your thing, get it on. All right, next round.
Yeah,
Sonya and Mandy together? Why not? A video camera.
You can videotape that and upload it on Pornhub.
Pornhub would be, that'd be off the charts for Pornhub. That'd be saying, Page who? Who's your favorite word, Page?
Think how much money you would make off that, though. You could show 40 seconds of the video and charge another $5 if people will pay. Vince McMahon be the main one, like, oh, just give me the whole damn thing. I'll give it $100,000.
Oh, God, y'all are fucking tripped. Bless y'all heart. Y'all are
tripped. It's the truth. It's the truth. You know Vince would do that. Vince, oh, yeah, let's get on.
I know he would.
Okay,
I know he would. I believe y'all. I believe y'all. All he got to do is get some Kleenex and some lotion and watch it. And he'll probably blow his wad. You know he will.
More than a wad.
Hey,
he's blowing money.
Hey, don't
take
a black. Don't go in Bobby's. Don't go in Bobby's room with the black light.
Oh, shut up. Anyway,
the walls look like they're melting.
Wow. Anyway, next matchup: Kabuki Warrior versus Bliss and Cross. Who do you think will win?
Alexa and Cross.
I actually picked the Kabuki Warriors on that one.
Yeah, I picked Bliss and Cross. As much as I want the Kabuki Warriors to win, even though Hoskins is going to have mess on commentary, I'm picking Bliss and Cross.
This is hard because I love Big Cross. I love Nikki Cross. I wish they would let her really wrestle like she said. And they're not doing that. They're holding her back, putting her behind Alexa Bliss. This is getting on my nerves. Kabuki Warriors, though.
What a worst.
I just don't see them. I don't see them standing behind them, you know.
But they need to. They're the best women's tag team right now.
No, I mean, come on, man. Look what's in the tag team division of women. That's really not saying that much.
It makes them
that's like going to the bar and saying, oh, well, you know, the girl with the unibrow ain't that bad. She's better than the girl with the eight fingers. You know, I mean.
And then you wake up the next day and be like, what the fuck was I thinking taking these two home last night?
Why would I take both of them? I'm not even picking one.
The point,
hey,
the point is...
Hey, what's wrong? They ain't not going to take fingers.
Oh, God. Anyway, go ahead, Tyler.
The point is... Putting the tag belt, the women's tag team belts on a team that you don't want to win is kind of like taking home the girl at the bar you kind of don't want to take home. But when you get a bunch of drinks, when you start drinking the most and you start getting real drunk and they start being attractive to you.
Beer goggles.
And I don't know what that noise is. Can they please? Please, 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 please kill the noise. Please. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is Vince taking the belts off the Kabuki Warriors and putting the belts on Nikki and Alexa is like taking the two ugly girls home from the bar and doing a threesome with them, and then the next day you regret that decision. That's kind of like taking the belts off Kabuki Warriors and putting the belts on Nikki and Alexa. You kind of want to do it at first, but then that day you kind of regret it.
Yeah. I
was trying to explain the best way I could without having it sound half-assed.
I'm just wondering what your experience of taking girls home are.
Oh.
Bobby's got his head in a different place.
Yes, I do. Anyway. I'm just going to go with the Kabuki Warriors. I'll just go with them. Next matchup, Brutality's like, okay, let's get off the subject real quick.
Yes, please, let's get off the subject.
Next matchup, Elias taking on King Corbin.
Oh, Elias all the way. But I think King, I don't know.
I got Elias on that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Elias.
Yeah, I also got Elias.
Right there is your example of a real wrestler. Man, if they had more wrestlers like him and Bray Wyatt and Corbin, oh my gosh, the show would be perfect.
So you're picking
and
Corbin?
Braun Strowman. Oh yeah, Corbin's a heck of a heel. No, I'm talking about. I picked Elias to win. I'm just saying, if we had more wrestlers like them too in the whole show, you're talking about a real wrestling show.
Okay. Tony, who are you picking?
I got Elias on that one.
I'm sorry. I'm picking Corbin. Reason being, he won King of the Ring. This is Vince McMahon's, like, secondary thing when he's tired of Brock Lesnar. He takes the Corbin and starts all over again, so... Yeah.
When Vince is done getting his dick wet for Lesnar, he gets his dick wet for Corbin.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what the hell, you know?
But Brock Lesnar's a real wrestler.
Brock Lesnar's a punk. Anyway.
You guys just don't like real wrestling. You guys want that. You want that jumping and high fly stuff. Go watch the Olympics.
No, we don't want that. There's
Ray Beef 7 on it.
No, it's not that.
Nothing to do with that.
It's that Brock Lesnar. Everybody talks about, well, you got to be able to talk on the mic to be a champion. Well, I have zero promo skills. He has zero promo skills.
True.
You know? I mean, you get up there and you talk about a guy like Shelton Benjamin. But hold on. You got a guy like Shelton Benjamin that should have won that championship 3 or 4 times. They can't talk on the mic and he can play a heel role.
No, I don't think
that. And you can't put him,
Shelton Benjamin,
and you can't put him with the belt. I'm sorry. Shelton Benjamin should have got that belt. You know, there are guys that can't talk that should have got that belt and should have been put with a manager and put heel. And they didn't do it. But Brock Lesnar is going to sit up here.
Why are you laughing at that? I want to see how that's funny, but whatever.
Because it's the truth. It gets off my nerves. Everything that, he can't do this. But then all of a sudden, when it comes to somebody else, we're going to take it off, so when Shorty's busy, it's a different story.
Well, that's
always the first time.
Is that a TV?
It looks like
you got it
all.
I like it.
I was thinking, like, who got the TV loud? Because it can't be.
Well, if there are people
TV
in the house, it's got to go.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say, that can't be my TV, because my TV doesn't sound loud like that. If I'm doing a podcast, I make sure I cut my TV down.
Yeah, I got mine on mute.
Yeah, I got mine on low.
But the
question is, only thing you hear here and there is diamond barking, depending on what we're talking about.
The question is, though, do you put your picture of their party down?
Huh? What about my boo thing?
He jumped up real quick.
Oh,
he jumped up real quick.
Right?
Wait. Artie. Artie over here. Artie over there. Oh, my goodness. You want to go on Vanguard 3 and teleport him over here? Get him over here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Next matchup. Aleister Black versus Bobby Lashley.
Okay, I go on this one. I'm actually reluctantly picking Aleister Black. I actually like both guys, but I think Aleister Black can get the win on that one.
Okay. Hello.
Yeah, sorry, Lashley. Your ass got to stay the Black. I'm picking Aleister.
Clayton. Oh, he dropped from the call. I think he got too noisy over there.
Oh, Lord.
But I just really think that Bobby's going to win because the WWE is just really wasting Bobby Lashley right now, and I can't stand this angle with him on Lana right now either.
I don't even know why they did that interracial shit show to begin with.
You got to marry an American woman.
Hold on a second. Here we go. Clayton, we're back. All right, Clayton.
What?
Bobby Lashley and Aleister Black. Who do you think's going to win?
I hope Bobby Lashley. There's another guy that can't wrestle with Aleister Black. Got a good look, but he can't wrestle.
Oh, God.
Do some actually wrestling moves in the ring. I mean, Daniel Bryan does actually wrestling moves in the ring with his kicking and slapping. Why can't anybody else do that?
My pick in this one, they didn't spend too much money on this.
And why is that match even happening on WrestleMania? Where did that match come from anyway? It just happened all of a sudden.
Okay, next matchup. Daniel Bryan versus Sami Zayn.
Daniel Bryan.
I'm going with Sami
Zayn.
I just
thought of something. What if Gulak turns on Bryan and helps Zayn and all of them?
I don't know. I'm just thinking Daniel Bryan is a staple. I don't think he needs a title.
I don't know. He might not win it because I heard something about him calming down after this.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm actually surprised at that, though.
I'm really not, though. Because Daniel Bryan is getting older. Bree's about to have her second baby.
Yeah, man, he's doing a lot. That man is doing a lot. He got his girl. He's banging the hell out of her, getting kids. He got to slow down.
That's a lot. And they were pretty far apart.
You know.
They're like 3 years apart.
You could tell he's like a dad type dude. You know.
Yeah, he won't be home with his kid and everything. And he made his money, and he seemed like he's smart with his money. It's not like he's one of those guys who don't piss his money away.
Right. I don't know, man. I'm gonna say Sami Zayn's gonna take it. It's gonna be something that Sami Zayn can put under his belt move forward.
I think I'm changing my pick to Sami Zayn as well, though.
Okay.
But this legit could be a shame. But hopefully he'll wrestle a little bit longer after this because if this was like a typical WrestleMania, this really could have been Daniel Bryan's goodbye match. And then he can go home and be a dad, but he shouldn't have a goodbye match in front of nobody.
True.
I don't think anybody's going to have a goodbye match in front of nobody.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And if Sammy wins, it'd be good, though, because I think that I'm hoping this match is up to par where, like, this could remind people that Sami Zayn can wrestle, because we really haven't seen him go in a long time. Like one-on-one, legit, though.
Exactly.
So. I mean, the handicap match, it is what it is. Like, you didn't really get to see, like, Sami Zayn actually show that he could wrestle.
Right. No, I agree. And that's what I think that's going to be, that surprise thing is going to come out and he's going to take it and take him off guard. I see that happening. All right, next matchup. Randy Orton versus Edge, last man standing. This is an interesting one.
I want Randy Orton to win, but I think it's going to be Edge. I just don't see why they would have Edge, but they have before Sting lost, so why not have Edge lose?
Well, Sting has a two different people. Sting lost because he's a WCW guy. Like, Edge is a WWE guy, though, so he's not going to get the Sting treatment.
Wait, I mean, oh my gosh, you guys say that? Look at freaking Goldberg.
You can't help it.
Everybody
says
that stuff because they all WCW guys. They don't get, they get mistreated. But look at Goldberg.
Okay, the difference between Goldberg and Sting is the fact that Goldberg did come over at some point too. Like, Sting held out until like then. And remember when Goldberg came, Goldberg beat everybody in WCW. He gets to WWE. He was losing when on his first run with them. So it's like they already got the chance to prove their point with Goldberg. Like, Triple H beat him for the title. Like, you know, they had, like, back in the early 2000s, they made their point with him, though. So, you know, right now, like, Goldberg's in a different situation than Sting. Sting did not come over when they wanted him to.
Right.
Only with TNA. Well, TNA, well,
he was always the opposition.
Yeah.
He was always the opposition. You know, Goldberg came over.
And Goldberg didn't come over right away either. It took Goldberg like 2-3 years before he came to WWE.
Okay, 2-3 years.
Because Goldberg was still under contract with.
I mean, but you talk about 2 years versus like 15. I mean, and trust me, they won a thing back then.
Yeah, that was part of
the.
Go ahead.
And there's several times like WWE did try to get Sting to come over so they could do the Taker Sting match at WrestleMania. Sting always refused.
And also the Goldberg thing was scheduling. They didn't want to bring everybody from WCW all at once. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No, the Goldberg was that scheduling. They were still under contract. Goldberg was under contract with a Goldberg was being paid by a different.
No, he still has WCW contract, so he still has guaranteed money. So there's no reason for him to listen to the contract.
Did you guys watch the podcast?
I know what you're talking about, but when McMahon buys, and that's the one thing that I was sitting up to saying, he's saving face for somebody, because when you have a contract and you buy out that company's contract, and you buy out, if you have that contract with that company, you buy out all their workers too. Independent contractor or not.
He did not get it, do you? He wasn't under contract with WCW. He was under contract with a different. So he was still getting paid. And it was like, that's why it took 3 years, like 3 years for him to come back over. Watch the Broken Skull Confessions. It'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, we're going to have to look that one up. That's something that's interesting.
I remember he even said that he was still on the contract, which I don't remember.
Sting was too, if I remember right.
But Sting's contract must have ended at some point because he was in TNA.
And that's why Hogan didn't come over right away either.
But a lot of those guys didn't go over right away because they still had a WCW contract where they had guaranteed money. Like, they could sit at home and still get paid. Like, a lot of them say, why wrestle if I'm going to get paid regardless?
I don't know. We got to look that one up. That's something interesting to look up. But, Tony, who are you picking in Orton versus Edge?
I'm actually picking Edge. I want Orton to win. I love Orton. I'm a huge Orton fan, but I think Edge is going to win that match.
Alona.
Yes, sir.
Who are you going to win between Orton versus Edge?
Edge.
I don't know. I'm kind of torn on this one. It's rough, man. I'm serious. It's rough because you could go either way on this one. You could really – this is literally a 50-50 split. Because I could see them continuing stuff with Orton, but I could also give it Edge the props that he deserves. With Edge being gone so long and him coming back to WrestleMania, blah, 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 I'm going to go ahead and say Edge. I think they might give him his victory under the spotlight, you know. All right, next matchup. Now, this is going to be an interesting one. The Miz and Morrison taking on the New Day or the Usos. Nobody knows which one is going to be.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
Miz is out of that
one. Hey, hey. Ho, ho.
So John Morrison is going to be defending the tag team titles against one of the Usos, Jimmy Uso, and I think Big E.
No, Kofi.
Oh, Kofi. Okay.
Oh, so it's going to be a three-way title match.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So who do you think is who's going to win?
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Morrison.
My ex-wife is not in this matchup.
No, that's
I'm
you. You're the ho-ho. I think she left you. I don't think you left her.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, God.
Anyway. I also got Johnny Mundo, John Morrison, whatever you want to call him this week. I'm going with Johnny on this one.
Might as well call him Johnny Smackdown.
Well,
okay, you guys know. Yeah, what was his name before he was John Morrison? Even
did Tony not say Johnny Mundo, John Morrison, whatever the hell he's going by these days? I threw some shade saying, "Hey, you might as well call him Johnny Smackdown."
Well, he couldn't be John Morrison there, so that's why.
Yes, because
the WWE thing. And he had a name before John Morrison, too, so remember why it was?
Johnny Mundo.
Yeah.
Johnny Mundo was my favorite.
Who's
going to
win the match?
I love them there.
Clay, who's
going to
win the match?
I already told you. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Morrison.
Oh. I didn't know who that was for, so. All right, how long?
That's why I was saying you need to watch this stuff if you're going to do this kind of this podcast.
I don't have to watch it. I watch what I watch. I ask opinions. Now, Talona.
That makes sense.
I'm going to have to pick the Usos.
Yeah.
Jimmy Usos.
Oh, my. The Usos.
Dang. What caught up your ass lately? Dang. Damn, Jackie.
Was,
I'm trying to get an opinion in and you bring it down.
Go ahead. Wow.
Dang. I picked Jimmy Uso, and I'm going to leave it at that. I said what I said.
Oh. This is another one I have a difficult part with. I like the New Day, but I think they had it too much. The Usos came back. And then Miz and Morrison basically just got the championship. But I can't stand Miz. Should I do an eeny, meeny, miny, moe? I mean, I don't know how to do this. This one is, I'll say Miz and Morrison over time. All right. Next matchup is the five-way for the women's championship. Bayley takes on Lacey Evans, takes on Tamina, takes on Naomi, and takes on Sasha Banks. Who do you think is going to win this one? Tyler will go first.
Well, I'm going to have to pick Naomi.
Really?
Yes, really. I'm sorry. I'm not team cheating bitch Becky. Oh, cheating bitch Bailey or whatever she wants to go by. I'm team Glow. So my pick is Naomi to beat that cheating bitch Bailey.
You go, girl. Tony, who you think gonna win, man?
First of all, as long as Bailey don't leave that building with the title, I'll be happy. I'm with Tylon, can't stand that cheating bitch Bailey. I am pulling for Naomi. I would love for Naomi to win, though, but I got some Sasha chance to win the title, though. My pick is Sasha.
Sasha?
Yeah.
Oh, he's trying to see Boss and Hood break up. That's why. That's why he picked Sasha.
Wait. Clayton, who do you think is going to win in that women's matchup?
Where'd he go?
I don't know. I don't get it.
I think Vanguard 1 is fucking up his phone system.
I think Vanguard 2 came back on him.
Right?
Wait, what?
Okay.
Vanguard 2 came in on him. There you go.
I think it's going to be I want to see Tamina win, but I figure it'll be Sasha because the way Sasha was smiling last week when she found out she's going to be in the match.
Yeah.
She saw that little evil grin after she found
Sasha
out she's going to
be
in the match. Was it last week before we left?
Sasha would be a great story. I don't see that happening. Lacey would be a good story, but I don't see that happening either yet. She's going to have a longer run, and I think next WrestleMania is going to be Lacey Evans' turn to get that belt. Naomi, I would love to see her with – oh, God, I would love to see her with the belt. But
she's had
that
belt before,
happen.
Though.
I don't care. She could have it 30 million times more. God, dog,
mm-hmm.
man. Ooh. Let's see what the hair she got out, flowing out now. Oh, girl. Oh, yeah. Anyway, let me. Okay. I'm about to get like Vince McMahon here. So that leaves Sasha and Tamina. I honestly think that Tamina's going to take it this time.
Really?
Tamina. I think they're going to do an upset in this one and have Tamina take the belt. She's not going to hold it that long. This is going to be one of those periods where we're going to stick somebody in there new to just try to get some viewers and get some reaction. And then SummerSlam, she's going to lose the belt. I see a business move with that. You know what I'm saying? So
I just don't see. I don't see that happening. It's going to be. Tamina came out of nowhere. She hasn't had a storyline with anybody. And
but
I don't
point.
See putting a belt on her with no storyline.
Well,
her,
I do.
You know?
Think about
and
this.
Plus,
they're talking about
WWE taking a break after this, too. So why would they put the belt on somebody like her?
Which will make it even more. Make
and
more
not
sense.
Be on TV.
Think about this. All right, Sasha can break off with Lacey Evans in the storyline on their own, okay? You got Naomi and Bayley that can go off into a storyline on their own. The only person left that don't have a storyline is Tamina. They can hold their own separate storylines without a title. So why hold up their title? they already got a. This is the AEW effect. This is the AEW effect that I see this coming onto this.
Some puppies will be walking in the nasty stuff.
They're gonna be like, oh, well, they got a big girl as a champion over there. Well, we really got a big girl champion over here. You know what I'm saying? One of those type of.
Who's got a big girl champion?
AEW.
Who's got a big girl champion? Who?
Anyway.
AEW.
They got a girl champion?
Anyway. That's saying with WWE.
You might as well be champion over there.
That's what I see with WWE.
You look more female than she does.
And what will happen is, they'll give it to Tamina, and Tamina will dominate for a little bit during these tapings, and then she'll lose it to SummerSlam. I think Tamina's going to stick out with the victory here now. All right, next matchup. The Street Profits versus Garza and Theory.
Another one that just came out of nowhere for some odd reason, but...
Tony, go for it. Tony.
I'm just going to go Street Profits on this one.
You can't.
I think it would be strange.
Bobby don't like the Street Profits.
Yeah, but they're not going against a real tag team. They put that team together because Andreas can't wrestle. I mean, like, they're not a tag team. I don't want to see the tag team titles on those guys. Street Profits will definitely win this match. Let me get my grand solo cup up in the air.
Okay. Salona, who do you think is going to win that for?
Street Profits, because just like Tony said, I don't see the tag team titles going on Angel Garza and Austin Theory, especially with Andrade out with injury. So Street Profits is keeping the titles.
Wait.
Red Solo Cup. Oh. Street Profits
really
all the way.
I really don't. I don't like either of these teams, honestly. None of these.
I mean, Street Profits are a good team.
Street Profits
right there is a good team.
A
good tag team. You don't like them. You like people. I mean, I don't get it.
Now, we're all entitled to our opinion.
But the thing is, he likes New Day, but he don't like Street Profits.
And everybody has one, but they stink.
Well, it makes no sense that you like the New Day, but you don't like the Street Profits.
It makes a lot of sense.
But you gotta understand that everybody likes what they like. You know what I mean? Everybody's not gonna like the same wrestler.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with Street Profits because I just think they're not done with their little run yet. So I just see I'll say Street Profits. I really don't care in that one. But here's one I do care about: Owens versus Rollins.
This is a hard one. This is really, really hard one. But I think KO's going to get the win here. I'm actually looking forward to this one, though.
Yeah, I am, too. Helena?
Yes. I'm picking Owens.
Okay, Clayton?
Kevin Owens. Seth Rollins sucks.
Yep. I'm there. I was Kevin Owens on that one as well. Okay.
Nobody's picking the money, not Messiah.
No, because he's always on Tuesday. So, the next matchup. AJ Styles, a phenomenal one, taking on The Undertaker. Let's go with Clayton on this one first.
AJ Styles with Michelle McCool's help.
And Michelle McCool's help?
They both got the same finishing move.
He's drinking.
I think it makes perfect sense.
Who do you think is going to win the matchup?
Huh?
Who do you think could have won the matchup?
AJ. And I don't want him to, but I think that could happen. And if I was a writer or whatever, that's why I would do it. Because they've been putting her in the story. Why not?
Yep. Talona.
Sorry, but I'm seeing Dead Man.
Tony.
I somewhat agree with Clayton, not on the Michelle McCool part, but I got AJ winning this match.
Honestly, AJ should win this match.
Yeah.
AJ should.
But hands
but
down,
guess
like,
who's booking
like,
it?
No question about it.
Guess who's booking it? That's the problem. Why?
Probably the Undertaker. Probably the Undertaker booking it. I bet
Undertaker gets a chance to go ahead and call his match the way he wants to do it, I can see him giving it to AJ Styles. But if Vince McMahon is booking it, I'm saying Undertaker's going to win. Vince is going to book Undertaker to win. He's lost the last couple of times. I was going to go with The Undertaker. Which sucks. All righty then. Here we go with this one. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair for the NXT Championship. The matchup that makes every guy's eyes pop out their head.
Why? What does it make their eyes pop out of their head for?
Rhea Ripley, Charlotte Flair, the ultimate Vanilla Cone threesome? Yeah, I think I have my eyes pop out of my head, yeah.
Charlotte is ugly. She looks so manly. You might as well have a boot job.
I never thought you would picture me with a boot job, but okay.
That's definitely a visual I didn't need.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That was scary.
But Charlotte is manly as heck.
My boobs get a job.
Man, fake boobs are the ugliest
thing
in the world.
Charlotte is cute, man. Charlotte has a tomboy.
No, she is not.
Yes,
there is
does.
Nothing cute about
I'm
Charlotte.
Okay, so she got Andrade.
You're all about figures and all that. You are all over Nia Jax or Naomi and girls like that. Then you got a stick like Charlotte Flair with some fake knockers and you go crazy over.
And muscles and flexibility and freakishness, the things that she could do. Did I just say that out loud? Sorry.
Man, you might as well pick Ken.
I'm sorry. You can't tell by looking at. I'm going to get off subject real quick. I'm about to preach something to you, brother. You can't tell by looking at Charlotte Flair that she is a freak. Charlotte Flair is a freak. Charlotte will get down in that bedroom. I bet you if you walk in her room and she's ready to give it to you, she got neon lights and flashing all around and everything. I'm telling you.
if he'll just take his hand and push down on it.
There'll be many that pass it up, but the ones that accept it is grateful they did.
I bet she's got a penis just like that one over in AEW.
No.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
No. No. Charlotte got it going on, boy. Ooh, boy. Yeah. Anyway, who's going to win this matchup? Clayton, go first. Rhea Ripley or Charlotte Flair?
Rhea Ripley.
Talona?
Yeah, I'm seeing Ripley
with
this one. Tony? Right, this is going to be with a disclaimer. Remember who's booking this. Charlotte Flair is winning this match.
How do we know who's booking this match? I like to know how everybody knows this stuff. Because I don't know it.
Book all the matches.
No, he doesn't.
He can't
I mean...
No.
If you watch this stuff on air, I mean, the girls chat, different people that's in charge of them and stuff. Vince McMahon don't even like women wrestling. So how do we know
this
is spook and this stuff?
I will say this, that the NXT is mostly Triple H.
Correct.
So I look at the NXT matches a little different than I do the WWE. If this is a WWE women's match, solely WWE women's match, yeah, I would definitely say Flair. But with this being an NXT women's match, I'm thinking Triple H is going to let Rhea Ripley take it with some controversy. She's going to go ahead and win the match, but something's going to happen.
I really think Charlotte's going to win the title, and she's going to be on NXT from now on. Try to get the
I don't see Charlotte going back to NXT.
Why would she go back to a B show when she's on an A show?
Well, hold on.
But they, right now, NXT, they're trying to get rid of that B show moniker that they have, especially as they're going against AEW, though. I mean, that's one of the reasons why Finn Balor's there. I mean, they're trying to get bigger stars in NXT to compete with AEW.
Well, Finn Balor, he's a C-rated.
But my question is this. Do you really consider NXT to be a B show?
Me personally?
Yeah,
because it is
Florida Championship Wrestling, which was an indie show. So, you know, just because they're in the bottom.
Here's the reason why I hope that she goes to NXT. We already seen a lot of the matches with her, with people on Raw, people on SmackDown. The NXT got a lot of talent there for Charlotte to work with. The matches on NXT The matches on NXT are far better than anything that Raw SmackDown put out right now. So why not have Charlotte there?
That's true.
Far better.
I mean, if you enjoy like pure wrestling, NXT has better wrestling matches than Raw or SmackDown. I mean, for them to be a B show, they outperform the A shows in the ring week in and week out.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. The attendance might not be up above them, but they definitely do perform better than them.
Well, they're kind of like AEW. They're not. I mean, they do. They're a little bit better than AEW. They need to go more after that wrestling, real wrestling crowd too, instead of all that high flying stuff. AEW is starting to go around, coming around a little bit. They got, you know, they brought Jake Roberts in there to help with that. I think with him doing actual promos again, man, one of the greatest promo people there is.
I mean, no, them putting Jake Roberts with Lance Archer was incredible because he is his mouthpiece. I mean, Jake the Snake is one of the best promo guys. And it's a good way to get Lance Archer over.
This just ain't as good, but I'm still seeing. I think NXT is a lot better than what people think it is. And NXT and AEW is a lot better than the two main shows. Period.
No.
It is. It can hold my attention through the whole show. but I watched him live. I try to watch Raw and SmackDown, and I can't do it. You know, I honestly get like, really? Turn this shit off.
In my opinion, right now with the empty arenas, you can tell that AEW is more entertaining than Raw SmackDown. It's hard to watch AEW
exactly.
Without fans, but it's easier to watch AEW Dynamite than it is Raw SmackDown.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but you can't expect to see WWE. If WWE was to come up the first, yeah. But you ain't going to see WWE copy SmackDown. I mean, you ain't going to see WWE copy AEW with what they're doing. So, they're just going
well,
on their own.
They don't have the athletes to do it. That's why.
They don't have the athletes to do it. What are you talking about?
They don't have the athletes to copy what AEW does. And the ones that they do, they don't have them.
What are you talking about? AEW is 90% WWE. What are you talking about?
No, it's not. Chris Statlander.
Their main guys are WWE.
Oh, you talking about the guy part? Okay. I like women's wrestling as well. I'm a women's wrestler. I like watch the women's wrestling.
AEW had to get a man to be a woman's champion.
Oh, God. Here we go. Anyway.
And how good is that?
John Cena versus Bray Wyatt in a funhouse. Funhouse match or...
Junior match.
Okay, thank you very much, Tylana. I appreciate that one.
Tylana, right, this is brilliant. This is brilliant stuff
so
right
well.
Here.
Who is
going to
win,
Tylana?
You don't
know
how to do it with Cena. Anyone but Cena. Damn. Oh, God.
So, Wyatt for you. Tony, what do you think is going to win?
I got Bray Wyatt on this one.
Clayton, I know you got Wyatt.
Oh, yeah. But I got a question. Why does she hate Cena?
Don't worry about why I hate Cena. I'm picking the Fiend to win. That's all I got to say.
Why? Because you only got three moves?
Anyway.
That's one thing I don't... Well, wait. This is one thing I don't get. Everybody hated on Cena for not having... Only having three wrestling moves, but they cheer for guys like Nakamura, AJ Styles, and all that. That has none.
Oh my God!
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God! He did not embarrass himself like that.
How is it not embarrassing? It's true. It's actual fact. It's 100% true.
Please forgive this child for not understanding about Nakamura and AJ Styles. He knows no better. He has been warped by the WWE product. Please bless his heart.
Oh my gosh, you're going to sit there and say that their wrestling's different. They actually wrestle different. I watched them in Japan. I watched them in TNA. Their wrestling is the exact same here as there.
I don't know what the hell you were watching if you thought that, like, Nakamura AJ.
I mean, Japan wrestling is absolutely nonsense. If you guys like that Japan wrestling, just watch it and leave the WWE alone. Man, I want storylines. I want gimmicks. I want wrestling. I don't want no freaking Olympics and stuff like that. If I want to watch the Olympics, I want to watch the Olympics, not...
This is why wrestling fans can't have nice things.
Everybody complains about John Cena not having no wrestling moves,
okay,
but then they cheer they cheer for dummies like Nakamura and stuff like that. It makes no sense at all.
Okay, it's my pick. Let me do my pick. I'm going to go with Wyatt, even though I think Cena's going to take it.
You really think Cena might take it?
I really think Cena might take it.
I do.
Next matchup, Becky Lynch taking on Shayna Baszler. This is the one I really want to see.
I'm actually looking forward to this one. I really am. And as much as I hate Becky, I'm actually looking forward to this match.
Yes, Tony, we all know you hate that bitch, Becky. All
right, I can't stand that bitch, Becky. So y'all know who my pick is.
Man, Becky Lynch is Becky Lynch is the Hulk Hogan and John Cena of WWE right now. They ain't going to take that belt off of her.
All the more reason I don't like that bitch. Shayna Baszler is going to be your new Bar Women's Champion. She's going to get revenge.
I hope not.
You think Baszler's going to win?
Yes. Yeah. It's going to take a beast like this. I mean, because Becky has run through the entire women's division. She beat everybody. It's going to take somebody like Baszler to finally take the title off her.
Yep. Matt Lona?
Yeah, I'm King Queen of Spades. I'm tired of seeing that bitch Becky as champ. I love Becky, but it's the Queen of Spades time.
Clayton, you're going with Becky, I don't know.
Heck yeah. Man, everybody wants the belt to change too much. Oh my gosh. Why do you guys need the belt to change every 20 minutes?
I just want to know somebody else other than that bitch.
They don't like Becky.
Becky's
obviously,
by far supreme over any of those other women wrestlers. How is she not?
Baszler takes her up 100%. Now,
I'm about to prove it to you.
Popularity-wise, we talked about this before. She is up there, okay? But when you talk about the in-ring performance, okay, you like Brock Lesnar.
I didn't say I like Brock Lesnar.
You what? What?
He's a real wrestler, though. I said that. I didn't say I like Brock Lesnar. I just said he's a real wrestler.
Oh my god! I thought, okay.
I kind of got the vibe that you like him too, though. But which is cool. I mean, I'm not a Brock hater. I don't mind Brock Lesnar. Only thing I hate about Brock Lesnar is the fact that he has the title. I hate that he has the title. Like, I don't mind Brock Lesnar.
I can't stand him. I don't think he should be in WWE, honestly.
I think I want him on WWE, but I want him there more often.
I want him there less often. I want him, like, carrying bags somewhere in the airport.
I want Drew to win that match, but, you know.
But we'll get to that in a second.
We're not on that match yet.
We got a match before that, which is Goldberg versus Strowman.
Braun Strowman all the way.
Salona?
Goldberg. Or as Tony likes to call him, Oldberg.
I'm not the one to call him Oldberg. I don't hate on Goldberg like that.
I know you don't. But some of the people in the group like to call him Oldberg.
Some people in the group does that. Yeah, but I don't.
Oh, they're about 20.
But I'm thinking Goldberg.
This shit that infamil comes from their ears. Yeah.
Now, there's a couple reasons I'm making my pick, but my pick is Goldberg.
Really?
For one, I don't see how you have Braun Strowman drop the title, the IC title, and turn around and win the world title. It just doesn't make sense. He's just thrown into the match. And
yeah,
really
that's the way it's always been.
But I could just really see them keeping the title on Goldberg to have that match they actually want later on once all this is done, though. I think they're still going to move forward with Goldberg versus Roman Reigns at a later time, maybe SummerSlam.
You brought up a good point, man. Got me thinking now. I actually thought that they would put it on Strowman the same way I would think they would put it on Tamina. You know, they haven't had the title before. They want to juggle some stuff up, so they give it to Strowman. Juggle some stuff up because people were pissed off he had to beat Lesnar and got the title. And then he ends up losing to, like, SummerSlam or right after that. But for the money aspect, Goldberg – is money.
He still draws.
That man, yeah, he's a draw. He's got cash written all over his ass. So
is Brock Lesnar. That's the thing.
Brock Lesnar, yeah, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, he is. That's the reason why he's there, but, I mean.
Well,
he's a draw.
Like this. Goldberg, to me, Goldberg, and this is my opinion, in my opinion only, Goldberg is cash, Brock Lesnar is food stamps all day long.
I mean, you
but,
think so,
yeah,
but Brock Lesnar makes a lot of money for that company.
They're coming for more cash.
I don't know.
Talking about stuff you don't know about.
Oh,
God.
Yes, I do that,
Brock Lesnar do draw money, though, but one of the biggest reasons he draw money is because of Paul Heyman. If it wasn't Paul Heyman, nobody would get two shits about Brock Lesnar, no matter what he does in
exactly. America.
Yeah, nobody
he brings his sponsors out the wazoo.
I'm going to
go with Strowman. I just think they're going to put it on him temporarily because then they'll say, and they can come back and say, well, we did give him the title, you know what I'm saying? So... Okay, the match we've all been waiting on, the food stamp guy, Brock Lesnar, taking on Drew McIntyre. Clay, go first.
Drew McIntyre.
Sony.
I'm picking Drew McIntyre. But I would not be surprised if Brock keeps the title.
Oh, damn.
Kalona.
Ah, damn. I'm the deciding vote. McIntyre. It's his time. I'm tired of seeing bitch Lesnar as champion. Put the belt on McIntyre. He deserves it. It's his time. Hands down, McIntyre.
I am going to agree. McIntyre is a real true champion, a real true draw. The man is money, and they're going to leave the EBT card alone for a while.
Yeah, they're going to leave the EBT and the welfare alone.
Boy, no food stamp for you. No.
McIntyre
is
yeah,
a step,
not
me. The only thing I really want to know is if Drew does win the title and if Braun Strowman does win the title, like these guys will win their first world title in WWE with no plans for the right. Give it that moment. That's the only thing that would suck.
If Brock Lesnar would win that title, I think people would riot. They better be glad they got no fans in the audience. You know, they would have the guy with his eyeball sticking out of his head right there at the entrance, not because he won, because everybody's storming the ring, whooping everybody's ass.
Well, I'm going to say something. In a way, I got a feeling that no title's going to change because why change it if they're going to take a break? Why start something new if they're going to really take a break?
I mean, honestly, like I said, I'm playing judo, but I would not be surprised if Brock keeps the title. It would not surprise me.
It sucks. It would suck if they did that and made them wait a couple of months for it until the stuff is over. This COVID-19 sucks, man.
It does.
This
sucks.
Bob Rogers, but...
I mean, to make Drew wait doesn't make any sense. I could see them not putting it on Braun because it was like, okay, there's nobody there. Let's just postpone it. I could see that happen with Braun more so than Drew. I don't think it's a little bit Drew, right? But it would not surprise me, though.
Speaking of WrestleMania, it starts in 4 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. WrestleMania starts in 4 minutes. I didn't get a call from Sam Knight.
Thank the Lord.
That was beautiful. Boy.
Yeah, he was right about a few things, but wrong about some others.
Yeah, we're going to address that next week. We're going to address that.
I never got to
because I have no idea what happened with him then. I'm assuming that happened last week.
Yeah, it happened last week, man, and I'll go ahead and I'll explain that next week. Bring you up to it, so I'll see you on this moment that, man. That's a situation here in Indianapolis I'm going to have to handle, but.
All right.
He ain't going to handle nothing. He don't want to wrestle. He makes excuses.
Yeah. But I want to say thank you to everybody else.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it.
No problem.
It's been real. It's been real. It's been fun, but it ain't been real fun.
Oh, God damn it. We trying to end this shit on a good note. You trying to be Donnie Downer.
Oh.
I need to get some real wrestling people on here that knows what they're talking about.
Oh, do I just have Shade? I just have Shade up on here.
Yeah.
Don't be throwing no Shade if we're trying to end the show on a good note.
Anyway, well, I want to thank everybody
for having me.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is the Mastermind Bob Rogers signing off. We got 2 minutes till WrestleMania to see what's going on. I hope everybody has a good weekend. Stay inside.
I hope so.
Don't catch the heebie-jeebies, because this is...
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, this is wild. Everybody's on lockdown.
Yeah.
Say hi to your loved ones. Keep your loved ones close. This is a time where we all need each other.
And if you ain't got to go nowhere, keep your ass at home.
Boy, tell me about it. Home. But this is the message I'm about while we're signing off. And we will definitely see you in the future.
Games begin.